This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. If I had the time, I would do the, I would find the sound effect where it was hour number two, but I don't have the time for that. So, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out and join them at secondcalldefense.org. Now then, what is the right and the wrong response to what's happened in Orlando? The fact that I even have to talk about this tells you how dysfunctional we've become as a country. Now, our first response should and can only be shock and grief and outrage. And it doesn't matter if these people were at a gay club, cigar bar, office building, it doesn't matter. They were all fellow human beings who were murdered in cold blood. Whether they were murdered in a straight bar, a sports stadium, or a park, or they, you know, where they were murdered nonetheless, and without any justification. If you tell me that the punishment for homosexual practice is death, I'll tell you the Bible prescribes the death penalty for all kinds of other sins practiced by Christians all the time. If you don't believe me, go to Romans 1:29-32. And that list includes gossip and envy. So right now, this is not the time to be pointing fingers. Number two. We must take Muslim terrorism even more seriously without condemning all Muslims. Now, when they say that not all Muslims are terrorists, that is true. There are plenty of them that are, though. Okay? There are plenty of them that are. I know that there are plenty of them that are not. Although, I have, how many of them have come out and condemned this? How many have come out and condemned this? Was there condemnation coming from Saudi Arabia? Qatar? UAE? Any of those? No, I haven't heard about it. Now, when we say there's a few Muslims, we're talking 200 to 300 million Muslims who are sympathetic to radical Islam. Now, they've been calling for increased attacks during Ramadan. In the first 7 days of Ramadan, we've had 472 deaths. Reports indicate that the Orlando murderer, Omar Mateen, became a person of interest to federal authorities in 2013 and again in 2014. And at one point, the FBI opened an investigation into Mateen, but subsequently closed the case when it produced nothing that appeared to warrant further investigation. Similarly, the San Bernardino killers were missed by federal authorities, resulting in another bloodbath. And at the same time, there are plenty of peace-loving Muslims in America who are not only appalled at this violence, but who now fear for their own lives. And maybe that's why we don't hear some sort of that, some of that condemnation. But, you know, hey, one way or the other, our response must be measured. What makes us special when it comes to the way we wage combat here in the United States is we can take one hand and snap your neck and the other hand and offer you a turkey sandwich. Whichever it warrants, we will do it without thinking. Whatever it takes, we must devote more energy and resources to rooting out Islamic terrorism from our land, even if it means making some Muslims uncomfortable. And that is a sad, sad byproduct of it, but we're going to have to do it. They could, on their own part, show their goodwill by working aggressively with American authorities to expose Islamic terror. I'm friends with some of them on Facebook. Some of these Muslims that are out there are just all kinds of competent counter-terrorists who, you know, they're Muslim, they believe in Islam, and they're killing jihadis. They look at the jihadis like animals. And they go and hunt them down with utter ruthless capability. One thing we can't do now, and I'm being reasoned here, okay? I'm trying to be reasoned. We must renounce all rhetoric that leads to violence without restricting freedom of speech. And which is not something the leftists are going to do. We cannot fall into that little trap of theirs. We already exist in a place where religious freedom, if you're a Christian, is under serious attack. And this terrible massacre could have sort of a chilling effect, further restricting our freedoms, as God-fearing people living Christians will be lumped together with radical murderous Muslims as they are right now. You can expect to see some more intense comments coming from various of the left. Now then. There is no gun problem in the United States, but gun-free zones are not a solution for violence. I do believe that when the forefathers put together the Second Amendment, while they hoped that we would exist in peace, it was believed by some of them that we would be fighting all the time. It was believed by some of them that we would be having to renew the Republic every 20 or 30 years. The Tree of Liberty would constantly need watering with blood. So, for those that say that I don't believe the Founding Fathers envisioned a war zone in the cities, they hoped there would be no war zone in the cities, but at the same time they understood the need for there to be one, should tyranny arise. Plastic signs are not going to stop anything, and the Orlando massacre was in a gun-free zone. There are those that are out there saying, can we find some sort of a middle ground where it's just sort of a gun-free zone? Isn't that sort of like being pregnant? Isn't that when you're just partially pregnant? I mean, and for those that think we can drop our political viewpoint and then talk about common sense safety, let me simply say this. You first. I don't have a political agenda when it comes to safeguarding people. I believe in preparation. Same way that I wear a seatbelt in case I wreck, and I have airbags, which the government mandates I have to have. You know, I have those in case I wreck, and I have flat tires in case I have a flat tire, and first aid kits in case I get a boo-boo. I have guns in case bad guys show up. Overall, this is a time grieving. And the big problem here is that some of the people with an agenda don't want that to happen. This is too good of an opportunity to pass up. We're going to shift gears when we get back. We're going to go after something that it's sort of karmic for me. I've got a little history with them. In any event, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
relationship between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm being asked in the chat room why I didn't release a press release. That's because I talk about this every day, Keener, and I am on the job. My whole show is the press release. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Join them. Join me. Take care of business. Back in, I think it was 2012, early 2013, Recoil Magazine went into meltdown because one of their representatives did something, said something in an article about a weapon, an H&K MP7, I think it was, where they said, this weapon is not intended for the civilian market, nor should it be. Now, at the time, Recoil was enjoying unprecedented growth. It had revitalized the gun magazine genre. And overnight, when that came out, 80% of their advertising went away. They had to get rid of the editor that made that statement, Jerry Tsai. They had to get rid of his boss. They had to bring in a whole... It took them a year and a half to get it back together. Everybody, nobody likes to talk about it. I've got that issue on my dresser inside. When you're in the gun industry, you have to be very, very careful of what you say and what you entertain. Okay? Ignorance is not an excuse. Enter Team Wendy. For those of you unfamiliar with Team Wendy makes a genre of helmets that a lot of people refer to as bump helmets. These are not the old Kevlar MICH helmets that we used to be issued when I was in the military. These are actually quite streamlined. They have the ear is cut out to where you can wear camo on them and everything else. Very lightweight. You can attach all kinds of stuff to it. I mean, you can literally make your head weigh 92 pounds if you want to hook that much stuff to it. And they often do. They hook flashlights and night vision goggles and GoPros and all kinds of other things to this. As you can imagine, with a drawn-down military, the number of helmets that might be needed in the military currently are probably pretty low. And they probably have their issue helmets. So these Team Wendy helmets are used primarily for, you know, certain military units, law enforcement customers. They have non-ballistic helmets that are for search and rescue teams. I am not interested in wearing a helmet, a ballistic helmet, simply because of one thing. If I take a round in the helmet... My neck's going to snap anyway. So, you know, I'm going to be dead one way or the other. I don't know what difference it really makes. We had one unfortunate incident when I was in the military where the guy's Kevlar helmet did stop around and it snapped his neck. Training accident, as they would say. So if you're the management of a company that works in a competitive manufacturing niche, because there are plenty of people out there that make helmets that don't cost nearly as much as Team Wendy. If you're looking for a good bump helmet, go to, what are they called? Gosh, ProTech. P-R-O-T-E-C. There you can get a perfectly good, non-ballistic bump helmet, military type, with all of the rails attached to it for about $130. And that's about what they're worth. If you're getting in there and you're looking at a helmet that costs $800, well, what are you doing for a living? And why do you need that? Team Wendy has found out that it's a very stupid move to anger your client base by insulting them, even if that insult was unintentional. Once you've angered your clients, it's then incredibly more stupid to then minimize the feelings of your offended clients. And in less than 24 hours, this is what Team Wendy did. Started when it was announced by their company on their Facebook page at the first major campaign event with Pantsuit Clinton after she wrapped up the Democratic nomination was going to be a campaign stop at Team Wendy. On Facebook, Team Wendy looks forward to hosting Secretary Pantsuit Clinton. We're passionate about protecting our soldiers and first responders. They're trying to make this about brain injuries and everything. The responses back to Team Wendy by their military and law enforcement customers was immediate, visceral, and in many cases intensely profane. In these communities, Clinton, who is currently under investigation by the FBI for dozens of apparent violations of espionage laws, is reviled as a person well known for treating her Secret Service detail with contempt and open scorn, who lied about coming under fire in Bosnia and who left Americans to die in Benghazi. So Team Wendy made their second post. To downplay the Democrat front runner's visit. They got out there and talked about Senator Rob Portman, who was there, and he's being fitted for the helmet. There's a picture of him being fitted for the helmet. It looks, you know, completely out of place. Then they deleted the two original posts with hundreds of customer complaints, which only served to anger their military and law enforcement customer base more. And I could give you some of the comments, but I would run out of time. The mainstream media is making much of the fact that Donald Trump's rhetoric incites rioters. What are you to make of the fact that pantsuit Clinton's mere presence creates so much anger from these tasked with enforcing our laws and defending this nation? As an update, Team Wendy has dropped the pinned post as well, and they issued a statement secondhand through Soldier Systems. Team Wendy's Facebook page is being bombarded with posts noting that Team Wendy's founder, Dan T. Moore III, has contributed heavily to Democrats. Hostile to the military, including Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Charles Rangel. And a lot of people are dropping them. A lot of manufacturers are dropping them. TNVC, you know, some of these guys that make these optics and night vision systems. And that post, I'm sure, will be deleted as well. Listen, folks. Sleeping with the enemy means that eventually you got to wake up and we may catch you in bed with him. Hillary Clinton is no friend of the military. She is not a John F. Kennedy. She is not a Ronald Reagan. I'm willing to overlook Reagan. Reagan had plenty of faults. He was an anti-gun guy, but he was a great commander-in-chief. Now, Kennedy, on the other hand, was looking for a nation of Minutemen, and he was a great commander-in-chief, too. He understood what special operations and unconventional warfare meant. He was the father of, you know, unconventional warfare. He's the one that pushed all of this stuff to happen. Last time we were great, it was under Kennedy. So, in any event, that's what we got. Team Wendy. Oh, well. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. And then join them. Now then, Patton Suit, who just can't stand to not talk. Hillary Clinton cannot stand to not talk. She's got to constantly be talking. 9 times out of 10, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She put up on the Twitter, if the FBI is watching you for suspected terrorist links, you shouldn't be able to just go buy a gun with no questions asked. Her assertion is that the wife-beating, black-hating Islamic terrorist who shot up the Pulse nightclub in Orlando because he hated gays should not have been able to buy firearms because he had been twice investigated by the FBI for ties to terrorism. What she didn't note was that the killer was cleared by the FBI for the terrorist watch list in 2014. Weapons used in the Sunday attack on an Orlando gay nightclub that left 50 dead and 53 wounded were bought just a week ago and would have raised no red flag since the suspect was removed from an FBI watch list in 2014. By the way, he did not have an AR-15. He had a Sig Sauer MPX carbine. Maybe, and nobody's telling me what it was chambered for. That part I haven't heard yet. It can be chambered for 5.56 without a doubt. The MPX does not have a single part that will work in an AR-15. Although they may look alike, no. When he was cleared from all watch lists, he then passed the NCIS background check. Now, Pantsuit, on the other hand, is still under FBI investigation, and I wonder if she can buy a gun. Is being looked at for espionage? Does that put you on a watch list where you can't buy a gun? Maybe it should. Trump, notice I haven't even said his name the entire show. Halfway through, first time, say Trump. Trump suggested yesterday that having concealed handguns inside the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, might have saved lives when the club was attacked by the Islamic terrorist who was not on a watch list and did not have an AR-15. He said if you had some guns in that club the night that this took place, if you had guns on the other side, you wouldn't have had the tragedy that you had. Historically, he is correct. The people in the room had guns with the bullets flying in the opposite direction of him, right at his head. You wouldn't have had the same tragedy that you ended up having. Trump said people didn't even know how bad the tragedy is because the number of casualties will likely grow. I hear the injured are so greatly injured, but if you had guns in that room, even if you had a number of people having it strapped to your ankle or strapped to their waist, where bullets could have flown in the other direction right at him, you wouldn't have had the same kind of tragedy. Now, of course, the anti-gun mainstream media were outraged at this. What do some defensive firearms experts think about this? So, Bob Owens contacted the guys at Gunsight. They contacted Reed Hendricks. They contacted Steve Fisher. And they got a little bit of an overview of the tech, which, by the way, we're going to, I don't know how much was known. We may have Masada Yoob in the hour coming up. I don't know. Waiting to see if he got to his hotel. We're going to call him, see if we get him. The overview of the attack is we currently understand that he opened fire outside the club and caused casualties before he was engaged by a law enforcement officer providing security for the club. Media accounts state that at least two other responding law enforcement officers engaged the terrorist as well. None of them hit him. He was shot. He then shot his way inside the club and methodically shot down club goers, estimated to be at approximately 320 in number when the attack began. He shot for the length of a whole song, according to one survivor, or in approximately 3 to 4 minutes once he made entry. Shooting inside the Pulse appears to have begun at 2:06 a.m. Within a minute, the numerous club goers had fled the building, while others hid behind one of two bars or hid in bathrooms. One of those trapped in a bathroom was Eddie Justice. He took cover in a bathroom and began texting his mother. With texts like, "Mommy, I love you, in club they shooting, trapped in bathroom, call them mommy, now I'm, tell I'm bathroom, he's coming, I'm going to die." His last desperate pleas for his life were 33 minutes after the terrorist attack began. Now remember what I said about a terrorist or about a spree shooter in a place where he's operating without being, interrupted or disrupted. He's shooting somebody at least every 20 seconds. Maybe more, depending on the density of the people. So, Reed said it could have been over with run round in the first couple of seconds. He noted that, Reed Hendricks said he noted that several officers appeared to have engaged a terrorist who was not wearing body armor ineffectively. Unlike the pistol-armed officer who took on two rifle-armed terrorists in Garland, Texas. That comparison has not been made. So, poor marksmanship allowed this to take place. So, there would have been probably, we're talking about the difference between this being 3 casualties, 5 casualties, 11 casualties, and 103. A well-placed shot. Law enforcement officers outside Pulse during the start of the attack weren't able to successfully engage him. They had bad lighting conditions. There were innocent bystanders everywhere, and distance clearly being limiting factors. Would one or more concealed carriers in the closer confines been able to do something? Hendricks thinks so. Dave Starin thinks so. I think so. I think, like it in the Aurora shooting, when the guy was in there with the, when James Holmes was wearing a protective mask. When you're in a protective mask, even in really good light, those things begin to fog up. In the dark, you can only, at best, you can only see forward. Somebody that was thinking that had a weapon could have just run down the opposite aisle of the one he was lighting up, gone down beside him, and popped him in the side of the head without him probably even seeing them coming. The other part is there's no rules in a gunfight. I mean, get up on the guy, tackle the guy, do something. Stick your gun under his throat and start pulling the trigger. You will know you've won when he stops moving. This was a classic shoot house. These guys and the people in the bathroom, this is the same thing as defending a classroom. When somebody was coming through the door, have somebody lined up on that, boom, done. Success. He was able to operate for quite a few minutes without anybody. And as a matter of fact, SWAT teams did not go in until 3 hours after the shooting started. So, bearing all of that in mind, this was bad. This was really, really bad. And one round, this guy wasn't wearing armor. He was not some combatant or anything. This guy was a radical. That does not mean he was militarily trained. I concur with the self-defense instructors. I'll be bringing my own self-defense instructors into this. The ones that I know, which I know all of those guys too. But that's okay. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you.
And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Definitely. Go check them out. Join them. You will be happy with what you get out of it. The peace of mind. Hat tip, of course, he's not here. Dr. John Adine, he gave me he turned me on to something that I looked into that I really appreciate the point of view that's coming from this. Talking about some writings done by a Cleveland area police trainer named Ron Borsch. He has studied the active killer phenomenon in greater depth than, you know, most people out there today. He refers to this as rapid mass murder over the traditionally used terms like active shooter, active killer. He defines a rapid mass murder as four or more people being killed in less than 20 minutes in a public location. This encompasses all violent crime that happens of this nature, as well as events where a weapon other than a firearm is used. Now, some of this stuff was put together in 2012, so some of these statistics are sort of old. From 1975 through the Columbine Massacre, successful and attempted rapid mass murders in the U.S. and abroad averaged one per year. Post-Columbine through 2010, the average yearly average was four. Last year, there were eight, and the total in 2012 through Thanksgiving was nine. Some additional research you may find interesting. Who has been stopping the rapid mass murderer, and how? Before investing in any theory or propaganda, enlightened administrators and trainers should exclusively examine only successful aborts. Stopping the killing only occurs in slightly over half of the rapid mass murder incidents. Significantly, documented and verifiable and repeatable research has identified what strategies and tactics work in stopping the killing. In summary, they are: 1. Citizens, mostly unarmed, perform 2/3 of all rapid mass murder aborts. 2. In citizen aborts, initiation by a single citizen stops killing 8 out of 10 times. 3. Law enforcement performs 1/3 of all rapid mass murder aborts. 4. In law enforcement aborts, initiation by a single officer stops killing 7 out of 10 times. Where do these rapid mass murders occur? I don't know exactly how it works out to today, but it's interesting. 38%
are in schools, preschool and K through 12. 17% are colleges and universities. 10% are churches and religious facilities. 8% restaurants, coffee houses. 6% malls. 4% hospital, nursing home. 3% military base facility tied with bus stop, train, you know, that kind of thing. Their data indicates that March and April were very, very dangerous months. June tied for third with September and December and February. July, August, October, and November were also tied. January was sixth, and May had been relatively safest in seventh or last place. So, springtime's bad. Summer, you know, summer and fall, bad. Now, if you look at his research, it's clear that time, and that's always been the case. It has always been about time. Time is of the essence in stopping an active shooter. Now, as a police officer or a armed citizen, you need to be ready to go it alone. If a single unarmed citizen stops more than half of all rapid mass murders, why are police officers who have pistols, rifles, and armor waiting outside until we can get a team to confront the shooter? This is what the thought was back then. The other thing that could be done, and I don't know exactly, I think that we as concealed carriers need to look at our game and maybe step it up a bit. I hate going to a range and standing in a bay and pulling the trigger. I can't stand that. I would rather have my gums scraped with something rusty. I can't stand that exercise. I'm never successful. I hate it. Can you tell I don't like it? Now, put me on a range where I can move. Put me on a range where I can move around and shoot at something like I would if I was being shot at. This is why I go out and hang out with JT, because we go out there and we get on that range and we move around. Look for an advanced concealed carry class or an advanced defensive pistol class, or get out there and train with somebody that will do it with you. We need to be prepared to deal with an active killer. There are more of us as civilians not wearing uniforms, not wearing badges, than there are police officers. There's far more likely to be an armed citizen already on the scene of a rapid mass murder than a uniformed cop. So we need to empower ourselves with the knowledge and the capability to neutralize one of these shooters, or one of these stabbers, or one of these bludgeoners, or whatever they are. If somebody's coming at you with an axe handle, don't worry about what the gun grabber's going to get out and say, well, he was unarmed. Well, let's get them in front of the axe handle. Let's let them be slammed in the middle of their forehead with the axe handle, and then if they ever wake up, then we can ask them, do you still think they're unarmed? Dan Gross, is it? No, I mean, I may be getting the name wrong. One of the Brady campaign yahoos got out there and said, I don't think somebody with an axe handle is armed. Even Chris Matthews looked at him and said, what? So we need to take it upon ourselves to be ready to deal with things. Isn't that why we carry guns? Isn't that why we go get a permit and get a holster and get a nice handgun to carry around and everything and go and shoot at the range? Aren't we training to deal with this? We should be doing that. We should be doing that. Very shortly, if I can put it together, I'm going to get a little impromptu in my locale together, and I'm going to get some people that claim they don't know how to do this kind of thing, and I'm going to help show them how to do this kind of thing. Because time is a big factor in one of these things. How fast you can react and get in that breach and take that person's, the rapid mass murderer, the spree shooter, the active killer, whatever you want to call him, is intent upon killing people running away from him. If you take his attention away from that, you've already solved a lot of the issue. If he has to engage you, it's probably already done. And if you are any good, if you've trained yourself, he's not going to see you in the first place, and you're just going to pop him, and he's going to go down, and you pop him, and you pop him, and you pop him until the fight's done. Don't get out there and go, well, that was honorable. There is no honor in a gunfight. There is a winning side, and there's a losing side. And the losing side's going to be messed up. And the winning side might be partially messed up. That's the short version of how bad things can go. If it, you know, at best, if you escape wounded, and you've saved a whole lot of lives, but if you're in a gunfight, there's a chance you may get shot. And that part of it is just something that we need to just accept. This is why I carry a trauma kit everywhere I go. In case I'm trauma, you know, in case I get shot. In case somebody beside me gets shot because they're shooting at me. I'm not going to have enough first aid supplies to supply first aid to the shooter, the active shooter, the rapid mass murderer. But I'm going to shoot him so many times that it's going to take, you know, an ambulance to plug his holes. Because he's going to stop shooting. He's going to stop. I'm going to stop him in that situation. That's going to be my goal. I may die doing it. We'll see. Hopefully, when we get back, going into the next hour, we're going to be joined by Massad Ayoub. In the meantime, one way or the other, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.